Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. A 37-year-old man conditionally released from Hennepin County Jail earlier this month is missing. Police say Adam Allward was released on the 19th and went missing Wednesday. He suffers from paranoid schizophrenia and is reportedly homeless. He's described as white, 6 feet tall, 176 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. The Steele County Sheriff's Office is searching for a 17-year-old who may be in northeast Minneapolis. Ayanna Kabat was last seen in rural Owatonna on December 4th. She's described as Middle Eastern, 5 feet 3 inches tall, 125 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. Grants are available for small businesses to cover expenses while their employees apply for the state's new paid leave program. Department of Economic and Employment Deputy Commissioner Evan Rowe says small businesses can start to apply for grants to cover several costs.
One is for retraining existing staff to help cover activities while somebody who's taking leave is out of the office. Another example is hiring a temporary worker to replace somebody, or possibly paying overtime to an existing worker.
Rowe says a single grant can be worth $3,000, and a small business can request a total of $6,000 in assistance for a calendar year. New laws are now in effect for Minnesota boaters and deer hunters. MNN's John Anderson.
The new year brings new surcharges and water use permit fees for boaters. The annual surcharge to fund invasive species control will range from $14 to $62, depending on the size and type of boat. And for deer hunters, the shotgun zone that restricted deer hunters to only using shotguns, muzzle loaders, and handguns in southern Minnesota is repealed. Starting today, hunters can use all legal firearms for deer hunting statewide during regular firearms hunting season.
The Animal Humane Society recommends taking the right steps to make sure your pet is staying safe outdoors during the harsh Minnesota winters by checking their behavior when out in the cold. The World Junior Championship continues Friday with the quarterfinal games at Grand Casino and Mariucci Arenas. Kathy Ross of Minnesota Sports and Events says this international hockey tournament belongs in the state of hockey.
You know, it feels right that we are in St. Paul, where the Minnesota Wild play, and have a secondary venue where the Gophers play, because we are showing off our awesome hockey venues. The media, the fans, everybody's having a great time.
Ross says there are fans from all over the globe, and neighboring Canada is well represented. Minnesota last hosted the World Juniors in 1982. Two lucky Minnesotans are waking up with $1 million to start the new year. They have the tickets worth the top prize in the state's millionaire raffle. The $1 million tickets were sold at a Holiday Station store in Coon Rapids and at Forest Land Sales in International Falls. A total of 1 million Minnesota Millionaire Raffle tickets went on sale October 21st and sold out in a record 14 days. This is MNN.